This reflection is based on the Gospel reading from Thursday, February 23rd, No Greater Love. This Gospel reading is short, but rich in instruction and love. The reading starts with Jesus telling his disciples the bad and good news. First, the bad news. The Son of Man must suffer greatly, be rejected, and be killed. But the good news, in 3 days he will be raised from the dead. Immediately, John 15:13 comes to mind. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. I'm sitting here on Valentine's Day writing this reflection and feeling God's love for me and grateful to have a friend in Jesus. My friend died for me and you in order that we may be freed from the clutches of sin. Jesus set us free. Now, in the second paragraph, Jesus tells us all what we need to do in order to save our lives. First, we all know that God must be first and foremost in our lives. Nothing in this life comes before God. And Jesus tells us this again with a bit more detail. Quote, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. End quote. Denying oneself versus satisfying oneself. In other words, sacrificing your wants and desires. Being selfless, not selfish. Putting God first, loving and helping others before yourself, together with picking up your cross on a daily basis in order to follow Jesus. Picking up a cross is making a conscious decision to embrace your daily pains and struggles without becoming bitter and angry. Instead, sacrificing oneself by being Christ-like. This is true love. Jesus wraps this all up by using his wisdom to hammer home the point. If you want to save your life, guess what? You're going to lose it. But if you give your life over to Jesus, you're going to save it. This is the way. Finally, Jesus asks a simple question. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Oh, how the evil one tries to poison our hearts with the fleeting pleasures and false security of this world. Instead, Jesus makes it clear that by following him, we will gain all that is truly good and lasting forever. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom, courage, and strength to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.